concerns about whether he would retaliate against FBI officials who assisted, for example, in the January 6th investigation, and in general, how he will relate to today's FBI.
Governor Kathy Hochul has opted not to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office as the Justice Department moves to have his corruption charges dropped.
It is my sincere hope that these dark days will pass, elections will occur, and the people of New York will decide who they trust to govern this extraordinary city.
Hochul will instead push for more oversight of City Hall. Six New York prison guards have been indicted for second-degree murder in the beating death of a handcuffed inmate in December. Four other guards were charged with lesser crimes. Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell says he will not run for re-election next year.
Representing our Commonwealth has been the honor of a lifetime.
He is the Senate's longest-serving leader ever. President Trump's Ukraine envoy Keith Kellogg met with President Zelensky in Kyiv today. The BBC's James Waterhouse is there.
Kellogg said he was here to listen, but now won't be talking publicly. The reasons are likely to be his boss labelling Mr. Zelensky as a dictator or claiming Russia has all the cards because of the territory it seized.
Zelensky called today's meeting productive. Hamas released the bodies of four hostages today, including what's believed to be the remains of a mother and her two young sons. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
It's a national day of mourning because the youngest and oldest Israeli hostages came home in coffins, but also outraged that Hamas paraded their coffins on a stage before a crowd of thousands in Gaza.
Several empty buses have exploded in a Tel Aviv suburb. Police suspect it was a terror attack. CBS's Jason Brooks reports the Trump administration is firing more than 6,000 IRS employees.
CBS has learned that more than half of the cuts are probationary employees who've been at the IRS for less than a year, with probationary workers not deemed as critical to the filing season.
It was a snow day today for many in the Mid-Atlantic region, where some areas got up to a foot. This woman in Durham, North Carolina, was surprised.
We did not prepare. We didn't expect this. We thought it was just going to be a little bit of, you know, a little dusting.
Frigid air is still gripping much of the nation's midsection. Disappointing sales forecasts from Walmart sparked a sell-off on Wall Street today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Officials in Italy have a warning for tourists. Stay away from the volcano.
Woo! Tourists are swarming the snowy slopes of Sicily's Mount Etna, including skiers, and posting nighttime video of themselves near brilliant orange lava flows from a new eruption. But there are so many, Italian officials say they're getting in the way of rescue crews trying to keep people within a safe distance. Now they've posted a warning to Facebook reminding it's a breathtaking spectacle, but also extremely dangerous. The mayor of Adrano says lava colliding with snow can cause violent explosions that hurl rocks and chunks of molten lava. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A new study finds cancer mortality rates among black people are declining, but are still higher than the rates for other racial and ethnic groups. The American Cancer Society says black people are twice as likely as white people to die of prostate, stomach, and endometrial cancers, or myeloma. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clearing sky for tonight, a low of 5 to 10, wind chills below zero. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, the warming trend finally kicks in. A high in the mid-20s to the upper 20s Saturday, mid-30s Sunday, partly sunny. It's 24 right now.
WRJN. And timeless hits on WRJN, Stones and Satisfaction. And Chris Morrow back to work Thursday night just after 6 o'clock. We are here with another hour of timeless hits. It's CCR on WRJN.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love.
For 98 years, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. I want to thank Rich LoCascio for filling in the past several nights. Man, I was under the weather, not feeling good at all. Hopefully you're staying healthy. Here we are into Thursday night, hanging out down by the schoolyard with Julio and the boys. Paul Simon.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, understood.
On WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Good evening. Welcome into Thursday night. I'm Chris Morrow with congratulations going out to some of the winners of our tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association next Friday night at the Genesee Theater down in Waukegan. Janet Hansen, Joe Caliendo. It looks like Scott Slater's on the list and Betsy Perez as well. Again, others are going with them too. So if you still want to go to see the show, there are some seats available. Simply go to the Genesee Theater website and you'll see what you can still buy to see Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon and the Association a week from tomorrow down in Waukegan.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bob and Weave to the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponent. Fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at RacineTheater.org.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Manila.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. My wife has a 93-year-old mom. And let me tell you from experience, it's the quiet old ladies you've got to look out for.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Found WRJN right where we've always been at 1400 AM. And now you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. Our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Ah, another cold night ahead with temperatures in the single digits tonight. But look at this weekend forecast calling for mid to upper 30s by Sunday, maybe the 40s on Monday of next week. Man, up and down. That's why we're all catching whatever crud is going around. Man, I was down hard for 4 or 5 days. Thank you, Rich LoCascio, for covering for me on the radio. Didn't want to spread it around via the radio station, but here we are back on the job tonight with Crispian St. Peter's on WRJN.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. True, that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Stones, Timeless Hits on WRJN. Got a good tempo going. Let's keep it going.
Get Bobby love, love, get Bobby love. I buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love, can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say.
you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
To beg the Temptations on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits too. Looking forward to the weekend. Going to be a little more on the mild side Saturday. So we're heading downtown to Monument Square, getting all set up to meet you and have some chili. It's the Chili Ice Walk going on from noon to four this Saturday in downtown Racine. You can sample all kinds of different chili recipes, see some great ice sculpting going on, and take part in a fun downtown scavenger hunt. WRJN's going to be there. Now, the basketball game is on from 10 till 2 on WRJM, but we'll be down on Monument Square with the great music playing at our tent and our table down there, giving you a chance to win some stuff, spin the prize wheel, and we'll do a quick live broadcast between 2 and 4 o'clock, too. Rich LoCascio is going to be down there with Stuart J. Waddles from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. We would love to meet you this Saturday from noon to 4, the Chili Ice Walk, all part of downtown Racine's fun on Monument Square this weekend.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
amazing artists that came out of the Motown era in Detroit, I still think Smokey Robinson on top. I mean, you've got Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, so many that came out of Motown. But for me, Smokey Bill Robinson, The Miracles, Tears of a Clown tonight here on WRJN. You're home for local news, timeless hits, and the mamas and papas. Forward to another hour of timeless hits following the 7 o'clock news. I've got the Beach Boys coming up, Johnny Rivers 2, and the Reverend Al Green all on the way just after 7 o'clock tonight. It's an evening of timeless hits on WRJN. Dusty Springfield now.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Lord, he was.
Yes, he was. street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another pleasant valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV. Hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Thank you. the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Senate has narrowly confirmed Kash Patel as FBI director.
The yeas are 51. The nays are 49. The confirmation is confirmed.
Two Republicans, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Susan Collins of Maine, joined all Democrats in voting no. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Real concerns about whether he would retaliate